You're listening to Another News on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage, bringing you news, views, and music from youth perspective, the news we care about straight from our mouths. Another News is a production of Alaska Teen Media Institute. I'm your host, Denovic Fronteras. Here's Quinn White with the news.
This week, over 70 teenagers from around the state gathered at the Cook Inlet Regional Corporation in Midtown Anchorage for the Color of Justice program. The students that attended got to speak with successful attorneys and judges about their careers in law, as well as meet with law school admissions officers and play games to learn about the legal system. The program was founded by the National Association of Women Judges to promote diversity in the field. Job applications for the Anchorage School District Superintendent are due in less than 3 weeks. Although the school board announced last fall that they would be replacing the current superintendent, Ed Graff, he will be staying in his position until June to help with the transition, before transferring to his new job through the district. The search will continue until March 14th, and the board hopes to have a new superintendent picked out by the end of April. Earlier this week, Senate Bill 89 passed 11-7 in the Alaska legislature. The bill's main goals are to prevent abortion providers such as Planned Parenthood from contracting with schools and require parental permission from kindergarten through 12th grade students to attend sexual education classes. Senator Mike Dunleavy, who is promoting the bill, said, "We feel that parents must be guaranteed of their rights to be able to guide the upbringing and teaching of their children." According to legislation rules, the bill will be reconsidered Monday. King Career Center students will be extending their services to the public. KCC Unique List will be a place for people to find out what services are available through kccbiz.org. Some of these services include cosmetology, carpentry, computer information technology, and work readiness. Updates are going to be posted on kccbiz.org as they are available.